This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be. You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 91, Educational Subscription Boxes. Before we dive into the episode, I want to share with you one of our favorite latest reviews, and I want to thank you guys. I noticed there were a lot of new reviews this last week, so thank you so much. And anyone else that wants to give us a review, we would greatly appreciate it. We have a big goal this year to get a whole bunch more reviews. So if you're loving it, give us a five-star review. So this one is from Mended Mama. And she says, this podcast is a must. If you are thinking about homeschooling, are new to it, or if you are even an experienced homeschooler, this podcast is a great one to listen to. Whenever I see a new episode is up, I immediately dive in. Ah, their advice is so down to earth, relatable, and refreshing. As a second year homeschool mom, I enjoy listening to their wisdom as I go on this journey. I'm so glad there are homeschool mamas out there with a passion to help other moms figure things out. I've gotten copious amounts of excellent advice and ideas. Thank you so much, Mended Mama. That was such a beautiful and kind review, and we greatly appreciate it. Hello, friends. This is Karin, and today you get me just all alone. Sorry about that, but Meg is on vacation with her family down in Florida. They do a Christmas trip for their kids every year. And they're living it up in Miami and the Florida Keys. Lucky her, huh? I'm here in the cold. So because of that, I usually don't talk as long when I'm alone, but you know, that's just how it goes. We don't get the fun banter back and forth between Megan and I. But today I'm gonna tell you about educational subscription boxes. I'm sure some of you have heard of them and have probably used some in your own home, but I wanna just share some of our favorites that we have used over the years with my kids and why we like them. So I'll start with the why, because I think that's important. So first off, the reason I love them so much is because the day that they come, my kids are so excited and so engaged for several hours, and sometimes they last several days depending on the boxes and the materials in them. And it really gives me kind of a day off because I get educational boxes that I know are teaching my kids quality things, and I really love and trust them. And they've shown me again and again that they're high quality materials. And so I'm just as excited as they are when they come in the mail. They love getting mail, and they just get thrilled to open them up and do the fun activities that are inside of them. So it takes a big chunk of time off of my hands that they can just dive in and be engaged for a while, and there's a little less pressure on me that day. Also, I love them because they just really offer a lot of variety in our homeschool, and it gives my kids something new and fresh and different that they haven't already been doing, and it just changes things up for us, and I love that. So I choose educational ones. There's so many options for subscription boxes these days. They've become really common and popular from a lot of different companies. And there's some for clothes, there's some for food. There's so many different ones. I get one that I love called Misfits, which is produce. And that's not educational, but we get just as excited the day that that box arrives, because we just get to open this big box full of beautiful produce that gets my kids excited to eat vegetables. But the ones that I get for my kids are all obviously educational and just really excite us when they come. So I'm going to dive in. Oh, one other reason I love them. They make really great gifts. So if you're struggling to think of a gift idea for one of your kids, it's a gift that gives for a long time. Often you can buy just one of the kits, or you can get a 6-month or a 12-month subscription to these. And so it's a really awesome gift for a birthday or Christmas or whatever you need. So the first one, and this one is a really common one that probably most of you have heard of, and it's called Kiwi Crate. And Kiwi Crate has, 7 different options now. When they first started, I think it was just Kiwi Crate, but they have expanded their line to have them for all ages. And they have one for babies from 0 to 36 months, all the way up to adults. And there's some really cool ones, and they have a lot of variety within their different kits. We have tried Kiwi Crate. I got one KiwiCrate once for a blog review, and that was my first exposure to them. And I remember being so impressed with that one. But since then, we've gotten the Tinker Crate several times throughout the years. I am getting that right now for my 10-year-old son. It is perfect for him. It's right up his alley because it's all tinkering and engineering and building and creating and science principles. And it's something he really loves. That's something he's really into. And so it's just the perfect thing for him. And we get that once a month. I got a 1-year subscription. Most subscription boxes like this will offer discounted rates if you get it for longer term. So like a 6-month subscription would be like, I don't know, $24 a month versus a 12-month subscription would be $20 a month, but you pay them all up front typically. So that's how they work, but they just lower the prices depending on how many you purchase. And we're getting the KiwiCrate Tinker Crate. And then my teenage daughter, I have been getting her the Doodle Crate. And that one we just started a couple months ago, and it is really cool. It's crafts, but really more in depth and harder crafts that are teaching them actual skills. Like she got one that was, she's gotten like some needlepoint, and this month she got pulp paper painting, which is really cool. We haven't actually started it yet because it just barely came. And she's gotten one that's I don't know what it's called, but she made like a pillow with like fabric is the sewing. I don't even know the words to describe it, but it was really cool. And she loved that one too. And she did macrame one time, and just some really neat crafts that are teaching her, you know, skills that she can actually use because she's learned, and she loves them. She's my super artistic daughter, and it's been perfect for her. They also have, so the tadpole crate is for the youngest that I mentioned. There's koala crate, which is for ages 3 to 4, so preschool age. And then there's Kiwi Crate, ages 5 to 8. So each one it goes up in the age range. And then the Atlas Crate, I don't know much about that one, but that one's for ages 6 to 11. And then the Doodle Crate is for 9 to 16. And Tinker Crate is also 9 to 16. And then there's the Eureka Crate, which is for 14 to 104, they say. And so that would be more in-depth science things and for older kids. So really cool. They come with just amazing things to build and learn. And they always come with little booklets that have instructions as well as like extension activities and educational activities and like a learning guide to teach you more in depth about the subject that they're teaching. And it's so cool. And we have just a lot of fun with them when they come. Another one we've gotten over the years, we're not getting it now, but we got this one for a year with Steve Spangler Science. And this is a monthly subscription, again, all of these are, but it's for elementary ages 5 to 12 is their age range. And this one comes with a set of themed science experiments in a kit. And we really loved this. We had a lot of fun with it. And each one would come with a theme, like for instance, sound one time is what I'm thinking of. And the sound one came with they were like colored PVC pipes basically, but they were cut at different lengths. And then it had like taught you how to make music out of them. And each color was a different note. And then they had like a little experiment where you put string up to your ear and tied to the string is a spoon. And when you bang the spoon on metal, it makes sound in your ear. And all these other really cool sound experiments that we had a lot of fun doing. And each box came with some really neat supplies and different things that you can really dive in and use over and over. It's not really a one-time box. Some subscription boxes come and it's like, it's over in an afternoon and nobody touches it again. But the ones that I've loved that we've stuck with are ones that are more, more involved and give you options to use multiple times and will last a couple of days, typically full of activities, at least in our family. And Steve Spangler was that way, where there were multiple activities to keep you going for a while. The Kiwi Crates, I feel, are that way too. Ivy Kids, this one has been a huge favorite for my little ones. And this was recommended to me by a friend of mine in our homeschool group. And I'm so glad she told me about it because we have loved it. We've been getting it for a year and it's for ages 3 to 8. A lot of these come with sibling upgrades. So like this one for Ivy Kids, you can do a sibling upgrade where you get some of the materials are doubled, so that if you have two kids that are in the same age range, they can both be involved with their own things and have double and not fight over the things that come, which is great. And it's just a smaller amount extra to add a sibling to a lot of them. So we've done the sibling set for this one for my youngest and second youngest, and they just dive in and have so much fun with them. And what these are, they're very educational. They're focused on, they do literacy, they do math, they do science, and it comes with a book every time, and as well as like a little toy that goes along with the theme of the month. And so there is math, literacy, and science, and crafts in that box. And this month, we just got ours yesterday or the day before. And what it came with this time was a theme of foxes. And there was a cute little story about foxes and about animals that hibernate in the winter. And foxes don't, but it talked about all different, how animals keep warm in the winter is what it was about, not hibernation so much. But, and then it came with all these crafts. Like it had a little thing to make snow, and then it had a little writing activity and a little math activity and all these different things that go along with it to keep your kids just super engaged. And yesterday, my 7-year-old, that was her school for the day. And she was just so excited. Oh, my Ivy kit came, and she just dives in and tears it apart and starts going and literally spent the whole day on it. And she had a counting activity, and she had a writing activity and a reading activity and all these different things to go along with the theme. And it's so fun. And these little crafts and activities, we're still not done with them all. So there'll be several days of interactive activities for them to learn from. And I love them. Highly recommend this one. Another one that I adore and definitely highly recommend is Radish Kids. And this one is so great. It's a cooking subscription kit. And we're big into cooking here, and I'm big into food, and so are my kids. And we love cooking together. So this one, it's the first box that you get, it comes with a little apron. And then every box afterwards, you get a patch that has a little picture related to the theme of the box that month. And each month, like I said, has a theme, like holiday or international, different things like that. We've gotten like a Thanksgiving one, and we've gotten like Japanese where we made sushi. And it comes with a set of recipes. There's usually, I don't know, maybe four or five recipes. And the recipes are like, you open them up like a little pamphlet almost, and they're like a laminated cardstock. So they're really durable, and they have pictures and instructions and steps that teach kids how to make these things all along the way. And also in the box, along with the patch, you get a cooking tool each month. So like a whisk or a mixing spoon or a grater, or, you know, whatever, garlic press, things like that, that they will use in some of the recipes that they're making that month. And they're so fun. And they also come with some conversation cards that go with the theme. And so at dinner, after they've learned to cook the meal, they sit and we discuss the fun things and have fun family conversations around the table. And as well as sometimes there's a little craft or other educational things, like they'll teach you something about the theme of the month. Like if it's international, they'll teach you some foreign words and some culture and geography about that country. So much fun. And we've gotten that one, I think, for 2 years. I finally stopped it this year because my kids are getting, I think they just outgrown it or just aren't doing it as often. After a while, sometimes the things just become commonplace, if that makes sense. So it's good to change them up a little after a while. But we did that one for 2 years with the kids just diving in every month and loving the activities. Another one we've loved is Little Passports. And I only got the World Edition of this one, but there's four different ones. They have Early Explorers, World Edition, USA Edition, and Science Expeditions. And we've only tried the World one, which is an around the world thing. And it's cute. It comes with a little like luggage box, and every month you put your things into it, and you get a little coin and some little like trinkets and things from the country of the month, and educational little booklet and things to learn about the country. Those were a lot of fun for geography. for us, and it was a good way to kind of introduce geography to younger kids or to add it in if you haven't had the time to do much geography. This one, while I love it, I felt like it was a little less compared to the other boxes. Like for instance, the Ivy kit that I mentioned comes with so much that it keeps my kids so busy for a long time. Whereas the little passports was a little less involved and a little less to it. It is less expensive too, so you'll take that into consideration. But some boxes, some subscription boxes just, I feel like are more bang for your buck. But I did enjoy what it came with, if that makes sense. Another one, if you have a really computer focused kid, is Bitsbox. And this one is teaches coding, and it's super cool. We did this for a little while too for my two older kids. And it's, you can get a box version or like a digital version, which is cheaper. And it teaches kids coding projects. So they're like creating little coding things online and learning coding skills along the way. And they create little games and little things on there. And it's super fun. And each kit comes with several different things and activities to build. My kids really enjoyed that. That's highly educational and a good skill to learn. And so it's a great one if you have really techie kids that like that kind of stuff. I have not tried this one, but I've heard really great things about it. And it's Mel Science, M-E-L. And they have chemistry science kits and heard highly recommended. I would say it's more for the older range kids, and they're really cool and they come with some neat stuff. Another one is Creation Crate. This one we've sampled for my blog. I think we've tried two different ones of their projects, and it is hardware and programming and they're projects that you build that then you can code to do certain things, or you wire with, I'm forgetting any terms right now. You learn like, sorry, I'm drawing a blank. Anyway, you learn wiring and coding skills with them. They were definitely a higher level, like I would say middle school on up for these, but they're really cool. Like we made a light up bracelet that would blink with different colored lights. And then there was another, like a little rover car that moved that we built, and it was super cool. And they were hard. They were hard for me. And I had my son, who was probably middle school age, working with me on them. And we had a lot of fun building them. It was hard and it took a long time. So that's something more involved for older kids if you're looking for something along that line. One other one that I have tried and sampled. This was just a one-time sample again, and it's called Universal Yums, and it's so cute. What you get with this are a box full of snacks from different countries around the world, and it's really cute. Like it comes with, you know, little packages of different snacks, and then you get a little booklet that teaches you about what they are and about that location and just some fun things, plus like recipes and things that you can do with those snacks and other things you can make. And it was really cool the one we sampled. And if you're working on geography or different things, it'd be a super fun way to pull that in to your homeschool and to just try international things. I love stuff like that. And then there's another one that I have not tried, but I have looked at several times and thought about it, and it's called Think Outside. And this is like a get outside kit basically for kids. And it's for ages 7 and up, and it sends you like a little activity booklet, resource cards and outdoor challenges, plus like some gear for outdoor stuff, like a backpack or, you know, other things like that they might use in outdoor adventures. And I think this would be a really cool way to get kids excited about getting out into nature more and just having a fun time in that realm of the world. And we always love more nature. So anything to get kids more excited about that, I think is an awesome option. So that's the end of my list. I think that was 10 or 11. And I hope that helps you as you're making some decisions about different options for your homeschool. This is just a fun extra. And just a note about this, I mentioned at the beginning why I love them, but I was just thinking too right now with the way when things get crazy in this world, like, gosh, life is so crazy. And I feel like it's escalating every day. It's really nice to have just something fun and light and happy to do. And so it's just a good extra to add some joy into your homeschool and into your kids' lives. So if this can fit into your budgets, I highly recommend some of these great ones, and I'll put them in the show notes. And some of them I actually have referral and discount codes. So I'll put those in with the links in the notes as well. So if you want to get like $20 off your first box or different things like that, some of them I have for several of these boxes. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys have a beautiful day, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe, and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.